Invoking the need for skilled workers who qualify for good-paying jobs, Raimondo called for an increase of nearly $53 million for public preschools, elementary schools, and secondary schools. Rhode Island Education Commissioner Ken Wagner says he was pleased to see new funding for special education and students learning English as a second language, and funding for more training for teachers and principals.
I feel really good that it reflects the values that we've heard from conversations all across the state. We absolutely need to invest in our state, in our economy, in our communities, but most importantly in our children and our teachers who support our children.
The governor's budget proposal tries to address concerns that charter schools are sapping money away from traditional public schools. Here's what she's proposing. First, an increase in state funding for districts who send a lot of students to charter schools. Think Providence, Cumberland, Pawtucket, and a few others. The second part of the plan is a decrease in the tuition districts send to charter schools, which amounts to about $350 less per student. This will likely be welcome news for school districts, not so much for charter schools.
This is going to deal a significant blow, this proposal, to the charter schools in Rhode Island.
Tim Groves directs the Rhode Island League of Charter Schools. He'll be urging lawmakers not to cut funding for students in charter schools.
I think we have a very good thing going here in Rhode Island with our charter public schools, and I think they are part of a progressive system of public education, part of instituting innovation and reform, and we need to sustain that movement.
When it comes to higher education, Raimondo has proposed an increase of $7 million, plus another $10 million for building projects. It's not as much as the Office of Higher Education requested, but Commissioner Jim Purcell says he can live with it.
We worked real hard with the administration trying to make sure we found additional revenue. We're actually having a 6% increase over last year. We had a 3% increase last year. We had tuition increases last year. So certainly we can do the things we need to do.
Public colleges and universities have promised to keep tuition flat for the next academic year, and Purcell highlights an item in the governor's budget that would fund a recruitment program for professors with a track record of turning their research into business opportunities.
Let faculty all over the country know that if they come here, that we're interested in investing in them. If they have innovations and research that possibly can be marketable for our state, to me, it's a great way to bring new thoughts and ideas to the state.
If the program succeeds in bringing new ideas to the state, economic development officials say they hope it will grow. The governor has also proposed more than doubling the funding for a student loan tax credit for graduates in science, technology, and design who stay in the Ocean State. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.